Welcome to Blazing Language. Today's episode is Why Memorizing Word Lists Often Fails. Many of us have had the experience of sitting down with a long list of vocabulary words, determined to commit them to memory. We spend hours with flashcards or mobile apps, drilling the translations until we can recite them perfectly. Yet a few days later, when we encounter one of those words in a real conversation or a book, our minds go blank. We know we saw the word before, but the meaning has vanished. This frustrating cycle leads many adult learners to wonder if their memory is simply not up to the task of learning a new language. However, the reality is much more encouraging. The reason why memorizing word lists often fails isn't a lack of effort or ability, but rather a conflict with how our brains are naturally designed to acquire communication skills. When we try to learn a language by memorizing isolated lists, we are treating words like individual data points in a spreadsheet. Our brains, however, are not built to function like digital filing cabinets. Instead, they are highly sophisticated pattern recognition machines that thrive on context and connection. Imagine trying to understand a complex jigsaw puzzle by looking at the pieces one by one, stored in separate boxes, without ever seeing the image on the front of the box. You might learn the shape of each piece, but you won't understand how they fit together or what the final picture represents. This is exactly what happens when we isolate words from their natural environment. A word without a sentence, a story, or a cultural context is a piece of a puzzle with no home. Language acquisition is a different process than conscious learning. While learning involves the intentional study of rules and facts, acquisition happens subconsciously when we understand messages. This concept, often called comprehensible input, suggests that we pick up vocabulary and grammar naturally when we are exposed to language that is just slightly above our current level of understanding. When we hear or read a word in a meaningful context, our brains begin to form hooks. These hooks connect the new word to emotions, images, specific situations, and other words we already know. Over time, these connections become stronger, and the word moves from our short-term memory into our long-term intuitive grasp of the language. One of the main reasons lists fall short is that words rarely have a one-to-one relationship between languages. A single word in English might have three different equivalents in another language, depending on the situation, the social standing of the speaker, or the emotional intent. When we memorize a list, we usually learn one narrow definition. This creates a mental bottleneck. When we finally hear the word used in a slightly different way, we become confused because the rigid definition in our head doesn't match the reality of the conversation. By moving away from lists and toward immersive experiences, we allow our brains to see the many shades of meaning a word can carry. Listening is perhaps the most powerful tool we have for building these mental connections. When we listen to natural speech, we aren't just hearing words. We are hearing the rhythm, the intonation, and the pauses that give language its life. Listening practice allows us to hear how words lean on one another. We begin to notice which words frequently appear together, a phenomenon known as collocation. For example, in English, we say fast food but not quick food, even though the meanings are similar. These patterns are difficult to memorize from a list, but they become obvious when we hear them used repeatedly in context. This is why consistent, calm listening is more effective than high-pressure study sessions. Cultural understanding also plays a vital role in how we retain vocabulary. Language is not a neutral tool. It is a reflection of the people who speak it. When we learn about the traditions, the humor, and the daily habits of a culture, the vocabulary associated with those topics becomes much easier to remember. A word for a specific type of meal or a social greeting becomes a memory anchor, because it is tied to a vivid cultural concept rather than an abstract translation. This shift in perspective transforms language learning from a chore into a process of discovery. We aren't just memorizing sounds, we are learning how to see the world through a different lens. For adult learners, time is often a limited resource, which makes the efficiency of our habits very important. Instead of trying to force-feed our brains with lists, we can build sustainable habits by integrating language into our daily lives. This might mean spending 20 minutes a day listening to a story or a discussion about a topic we genuinely enjoy. This approach reduces the pressure to perform and replaces it with a sense of curiosity. When we are relaxed and engaged, our brains are much more receptive to new information. This is where resources like Blazing Language podcasts become particularly helpful. By providing interesting, culturally rich content designed for adult learners, these podcasts allow you to hear vocabulary in its natural habitat, helping you bridge the gap between knowing a word and being able to use it. If you find yourself stuck in the cycle of memorizing and forgetting, it may be time to set the lists aside. Focus instead on finding content that resonates with you. Look for stories that pique your interest, music that moves you, or podcasts that teach you something new about the world. The goal is to move the focus away from the mechanics of the language and toward the meaning of the message. When the message is interesting enough, the language starts to take care of itself. Learning a language is a long-term journey, and it should be an enjoyable one. By prioritizing context, listening, and cultural immersion over rote memorization, you are working with your brain's natural strengths rather than against them. You will find that words begin to stick, not because you force them to, but because they have become a meaningful part of your world. Consistency and patience are your best allies. Trust the process of gradual acquisition, and soon enough, the individual puzzle pieces will start to form a clear and beautiful picture of the language and culture you are exploring.